farm some fish in there, make some shrimp there.
Some
fish that you can, through fishy culture, whatever.
Aquaculture.
Some culture. Fishy culture. As I was saying it, I'm like, this doesn't sound scientific enough.
I could see, as it was leaving your mouth, I could see that there's...
doubt.
There's doubt. Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Welcome back, Keshav. Good morning.
Hey, Hussein. Welcome back. Good morning. Yet another episode of Far From Fact.
Yes, and Keshav, let's dedicate this episode to a surprise, okay? A surprise that I stumbled upon. A very good surprise.
A very pleasant surprise.
Very
Thank
pleasant
you for
surprise.
Sharing with us.
Yeah. And I was going through, so you know, this just shows how often I go through my bank statement, which is a very bad sign. But because it may be a good sign, because there's not too much fluctuation, so I don't need to review it too often. But when I was going through it, I stumbled upon this PayPal transfer, and then I went into our PayPal account, and then I saw that we've received a very, very generous gift from Mr. Bharat.
Very generous gift.
Yeah, so Bharat
from Mr.
Gudihal.
Bharat Gudihal. We hope we're saying it right.
Yes, and thank you so much for the gift. And he has he's left a great comment, okay, along with his gift.
Yeah.
So my guess is he did it after listening to the Japanese man dog episode.
Yes.
And his comment is, I turned from a dog into a man to send
to
this.
To send this. Thank you for all the love, Bharat,
yes.
And for the dollars.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
sweet
you so
of you.
Much. Yeah. Yeah, it's made our week, man. Thank you
yes.
so much.
Yes, thank you. And this episode we dedicate to you.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's also from Japan. So
Japan,
we
yeah.
appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so jumping into great segue, Keshav. So jumping into the article, PM Kishida eats fish caught off Fukushima's coast after radioactive water release says safe, delicious seafood.
Wow.
Okay.
Almost like a testimonial of sorts, correct?
Yeah, exactly. It is exactly that. Yeah, so I'll jump into the article. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida ate fish caught off Fukushima's coast on August 30th to dispel fears after the controversial release of water from the disabled Okuma nuclear power plant, Euronews reported. Yeah, now Keshav, just to clarify, disabled is not like uska, you know, haath nahi hai, pair nahi hai. This nuclear... I think it's a very wrong word they've used. Deactivated or something, decommissioned. Something like that would have been better, no?
Would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it important to clarify, yeah.
Given our, what's the word here? Our juvenile nature of doing content, our juvenile
yes.
audience,
yeah.
Our fledgling understanding of, of the world,
of
just
the
usual
yeah.
stuff.
Yes, okay. So, PM Fumio Kishida, along with three cabinet ministers, dined on fish caught off Fukushima's coast in an attempt to quell concerns following the release of treated radioactive water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant.
Right. And what does treated nuclear water mean? So we understand broadly, I'm guessing.
My guess is that because the whole nuclear disaster happened, it was, I think, a weather-related thing, right? Some sort of tsunami
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, it was a tsunami that crashed
destroyed
the nuclear reactor.
The nuclear reactor, causing leakage. Okay, so now when that happened, there was, my guess is like a certain amount of water or a certain area that was contaminated with radioactive material. And now I think to bring things back to normal or to probably release or, you know, normalize that area, they've treated that water by my guess is de-radioactivizing it, if that is a word. And then releasing that water back into the ocean.
Okay. That's what
they mean by treating, is my layman understanding.
My understanding was that in nuclear reactors, water is possibly a byproduct.
Yes, it is. It is.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And that water is not clean water. It has some contamination in it.
Yes, yes.
And it's a responsibility. Because it's contaminated water, how you get rid of that water. So even in Tamil Nadu, when there was the Russian nuclear power plant discussions, one big topic was, what was the name of the plant? Kudankulam or something like that, north of Chennai or south of Chennai. The big discussion was, how will we handle contamination of water?
Okay, okay. So, Keshav, my addition, my, I think what the layer I would like to add is that
in neither business, of us are nuclear physicists.
Absolutely. That though goes, I think, without saying. But,
you know, there might be some new listener who might have just waltzed in.
Yeah,
you know, yes. Or just stumbled upon this episode, and the confidence with which we speak about these subjects.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer trailer dekh ke hum log ne figure out kar liya. No, I watched the movie and I...
What I wanted to add was, Keshav, that the reason nuclear plants are very close to the coast is because when it's business as usual, and this is again my layman understanding, because water is a byproduct of the whole fission or fusion, whatever that process is,
right.
They heat water and the using the nuclear material, and that water is what generates the electricity, right? That's how nuclear power is generated. Again, my understanding, I may be wrong. So water is a byproduct,
right.
But when it is business as usual, that water is treated and then let into the ocean.
Right, but in this case of a contamination.
Because of the
tsunami.
Yeah, there was leakage. So the radioactive material itself, probably there was leakage of water that was untreated in the nuclear plant and stuff like that.
Right.
Which they probably contained in another way.
Right.
And now that water, I guess, they are planning to release back into the ocean after treating it.
Got it.
Okay. Let's see if the article explains more, but this is our mota moti guess based on
understanding. And if you know better as a listener,
please
feel free.
Yes, please.
You know.
Okay. So at their lunch meeting, they enjoyed sashimi from Fukushima, including flounder, octopus, and sea bass, alongside boiled pork, fruits, and vegetables, according to Yasutoshi Nishimura, who is the Minister of Economy and Industry. Now, this meal was a show of support for the Sanriku Joban region, which includes Fukushima, and an effort to highlight the safety and quality of seafood from the area. Kishida invited reporters to film the meal. "We eat in support of the Sanriku Joban region. All seafood items from Sanriku Joban are full of appeal," Kishida said, as reported by Euronews. He added, "Please, everyone, show your support for Japan's safe and delicious seafood items, including those from Sanriku Joban."
So they're saying, don't stop eating the fish, is what they're saying.
Yeah, and their larger point is that, see, the fish came from the water that you say is, or you fear is contaminated.
Look,
but I being the prime minister of the country, am eating it, so it must be safe.
It must be safe.
Yeah. So one last part to conclude. The decision to release treated water from the nuclear plant over several decades has faced opposition from fishing groups and criticism from neighboring nations, including China and South Korea. China has banned seafood imports from Japan in response to the release, and thousands of South Koreans have protested against it. Mm. Now, Japanese officials argue that the treated radioactive wastewater stored in about 1,000 tanks and totaling 134 million tons since the 2011 nuclear accident needs to be released to free up space for plant cleanup and decommissioning, which will span decades.
Oh, it's going to take decades.
Yeah, so the cleanup and the decommissioning. Yeah, so see, here they use the word decommissioning. Why they use disabled? Disabled. You see my point here?
Yes, great point, great point. They should have said specially challenged. Differently abled water. ये पानी क्या कर सकता है ये पानी तुमको स्लोली मारेगा इसका एबिलिटी डिफरेंट है
ये पानी तुमको डिफरेंटली एबल्ड कर देगा यू विल गेट एक्स्ट्रा हैंड एक्स्ट्रा
ओह गॉड ओह माय गॉड And our understanding of what happens with nuclear toxic waste is still the same. Jo 10 saal pehle tha. One new thumb will come out. You will grow an extra ear from your, what do you call it, from your navel.
Oh, man.
The Hiroshima's was that being taken to a nuclear plant as a child.
But good, we've gotten all this out of the way.
Out of the way, so that we can have serious discussions now.
Serious discussion, yeah.
Hmm? One other out of the way juvenile thing nikal deta hai, because it's there for me. Ever since you've been reading the names, you know, whenever I hear Japanese names, I'm taken back to, I think, like, you know, 5th standard when I was in school. I grew up in Maharashtra, so in Bombay, there were a lot of these Marathi jokes about made-up Japanese names.
Okay.
One joke went like this. What do you call the... Japanese torture minister.
What?
Hichimaru ka Tichimaru. It makes no sense, but it's funny.
Oh, man. Okay. Good. I think it's all out now.
It's out now. Now
the
fresh
waste
start.
Is out. Yeah.
The waste has been... Disabled.
So, yeah, to conclude, Kishida has pledged to protect Japan's fisheries industry from the impact of China's import ban and plans to announce support measures in the coming week, Euronews reported. And that is the end of the article.
Okay, great. So, Japan is basically doing this in an attempt to not let decades of fishing villages suffer or the Japanese export of fish, seafood to suffer. It's a preemptive measure.
No. So what they are saying is, I think the reason why they are doing it is it was supposed to happen. The water was supposed to be released anyway, staggered.
Yeah, but there was an apprehension, no? That people
Correct.
Might stop consuming their seafood if they did it. But they did it nonetheless, but they also did a PR exercise to support it.
Yes, fair. Yes, good point. So, Keshav, okay, now, do you think the Prime Minister needs some credit here, man? Because look at this Prime Minister, you know, look at the... it's such a reassuring thing.
Leading from the front.
Hmm.
Leading from the front. I mean, very nice to see. First of all, do you think the fish was genuinely from there?
So, I know that Japanese... people, I think culturally, there's a very high level of ethic in their culture.
Honor code is very high.
So,
true.
I believe, or I would like to believe, that it was genuinely fish from there.
ग्रेट आंसर, सुपर पॉइंट. या दे वुड नॉट डू इट ना, उनका है ही नहीं ऐसा.
द थिंग इज, सो यू ब्रिंग अप अ गुड पॉइंट वेयर आई फील लाइक बिकॉज आवर एक्सपीरियंस विथ ट्रस्ट इज सो बैड, we even think about this. My guess is that the Japanese people would never even have had this question. That
if somebody asked that, I think it would raise eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Because it is taken for granted that this guy would not do such
a thing. I think we've been raised on mistrust.
Yeah, so it's not our fault that we asked this question.
We have an insecure attachment with our country. It's just...
And so then, now what can we do? Any problems you see?
See, I don't think we can take the science or tech route because of our disability to go there.
Okay.
So we will have to... So what are the problems we anticipate before we attempt to solve them or something like that, right?
Okay. So firstly... And you know, I think let's attempt to go the science route because, you never know, man. Sometimes
I'm
we surprise ourselves.
I'm putting on my lab coat as we speak.
Okay, super, yeah. Now, I feel like it's been about a decade. So, the article said that 2011, is when the disaster happened.
Yeah, so what, say 12 years ago?
Yeah. So, my question is that... a long enough period to actually see if this seafood is safe to eat.
So my question is, 12 years since the incident, but water to abhi abhi release kiya na?
Oh yes, good point.
So what will happen is, my question is, you have to eat the fish 6 years from now, 10 years from now. I want the PM to come back 10 years later and eat this fish. Not this particular fish.
And then wait for some more years to see if extra arc aaya, extra thumb aaya, whatever. So that's a damn good point, man. If the water was not released, what is
or
this?
Or within minutes of water release, you've caught a fish.
Or then, I have a great idea, Keshav. They should... farm some fish in those tanks only and make the PM eat that fish
in the nuclear water.
So they are saying that this nuclear water is treated, right? And we have to release it so we can clean the tank and decommission the plant. So farm some fish,
farm some
those,
fish in there, make
in
some
that.
Shrimp there, make
some
fish that you can through fishiculture, whatever,
aquaculture.
Some culture, fishy culture. As I was saying it, I'm like, this doesn't sound scientific
enough. I could
see,
as it was leaving your mouth, I could see that there's...
doubt.
There's doubt.
Aquaculture. Yes.
So, they farm some fish in those tanks.
And then and have
make
that.
Make the PM and his associates eat that.
Yeah, have that sashimi.
But would you eat, Keshav, if you were a Japanese person, okay? And again, I don't know how we can put ourselves in the shoes of a Japanese person and how much they trust this PM, etc. But see, if... let's try and take a parallel with India. Are there any... Like, you know, there was this big... BT Bengan. Do you remember that? BT Brinjal.
BT Bengan. BT Brinjal. Yes. So I was a kid then. When it first surfaced. But I remember my parents being cautious. As in they
cautious,
stopped buying.
No? They stopped buying Brinjal.
For a bit, yeah.
Okay. So say something like that comes now where there's... And I think the problem, the issue at that time was genetically modified foods were kind of new, right?
Yeah, we were new to the concept of GM.
Of GM. And this was one of the genetically modified seeds, I think, through which brinjal was grown. And there was a big protest from farmers, from people, whatever, that BT brinjal nahi chahiye. Now, if the PM at that time had come on national news, and eaten a BT brinjal bharta, Bengal fry. You know, Bengalis have that fried
That
Bengal.
discs.
Disc, yeah, wow.
Man, it is the one thing that can compete with meat, I
Yeah,
feel.
agreed, agreed, agreed. So if, okay, that would
Yeah.
have happened, as a consumer today, would your views change that, see, PM is eating Bengal,
Oh
BP
no
Bengal?
no no
No.
no in India to no way. Remember our logic and our mistrust, our
Yeah.
logic and our mistrust. Let's not forget that.
Okay. So is there something that the Prime Minister of the country, you know, I love this gesture. I think it's very good, man. And in today's times, leading from the front, especially, you know, people of power, it's very
Yeah.
rare to see this. So I really liked this gesture that this PM has made.
Yeah. And 'cause it's also going to affect the economy, right, in a big way.
Yeah, and I think Japan is a heavy seafood eating culture.
Not only eating, also
So,
exporting culture.
export, yeah. So, it's all the more important, you know, for them to do this. Similarly, I don't know, man, what is the equivalent of seafood for India? I'm trying to think.
I
Like,
guess
what do.
chicken,
No, but veg, given that a
veg, that
large
predominantly
population.
arhar dal, tur dal,
Tur dal.
that is our
Okay.
staple, na? Whether you're rice eating from the south or roti eating from the north,
Yeah.
the protein staple then becomes tur.
Dal. Yeah. Correct.
And imagine if tomorrow we found out that tur dal is radioactive,
Oh, wow. Okay.
or ऐसा rumor आ गया.
Huh. Okay.
Then what will happen, no?
So then, do you think this kind of a move by the PM would, you're also saying no, you would not, you would stop eating meat.
I would stop eating. I think, yeah, like in, for example, you know how in the monsoons people say you should not eat fish
Yeah,
for
yes.
whatever reason. Like, you know, people say random things and you also believe it. Earlier I used to be careful, I would stop, but now I'm like, okay, it's okay, it's not such a big deal. We eat it, whatever. Then there are random things like दही नहीं खाना चाहिए, ये नहीं
हाँ,
खाना चाहिए.
रात को, या
हाँ, या फिर
हाँ
लाइक मच्छी पी के दही नहीं खाने का, मच्छी पी
हाँ
के
यस
सी फूड के
दूध
बाद मिक्स दूध
दूध
नहीं. लाइक आई हैड
करेक्ट
हर्ड अ रैंडम थिंग, आई थिंक इट वॉज अ कॉमेडियन फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन हू सेड इट ऑन स्टेज. आई डोंट नो कहाँ से उसको मिला ये इन्फो. ही सेड एल्बाइनो, यू नो दोस पीपल, सम एल्बाइनो बेसिकली मच्छी पी के दूध, मच्छी
सेम
खा के दूध
सो
पिया तो एल्बाइनो हो जाएगा.
सेम मैन दिस इज
यू हर्ड
व्हाट
दिस
This is what runs in our family as well. Like the same rumor is
belief?
what, yeah, the same belief runs in our and in most other Bori families I know.
Oh, so I had heard this from, I had never heard this from a Bori person or a Bori
Okay.
family.
No, so what I'm saying is most other people I know who
Huh.
follow this do it for the same with the same thing, okay, I'll become an albino if you
Really,
eat.
huh?
Yeah.
So I have to catch hold of an albino and ask them.
It's not true, man. I've researched it. It's not true at all.
बट इट्स सच अ ग्रेट, मतलब ऐसा कहाँ से मिलता है आइडिया ना.
इट्स एन ओपन
ब्यूटिफुल.
लेजेंड दिस.
इट्स जस्ट सो अनफॉर्चुनेट.
या
मतलब इमेजिन मेकिंग अ पर्सन्स अपियरेंस अ कॉशनरी टेल. दे डिड नथिंग टू, दे डिड नथिंग, एज इट इज दे आर स्ट्रगलिंग
या
एंड सडनली दे आर ऑल्सो, फॉर ऑल यू नो दे डोंट लाइक फिश, दे डोंट लाइक डेयरी, दे डोंट लाइक एनी थिंग. It's just crossing the road. Oh, देखो देखो दोस्तों.
You know, I think that what how it must have started, okay, it's my guess that someone, like, say there was a kid at home who wanted ice cream, who had eaten fish and who wanted ice cream, and the parent just did not have the bandwidth or
Bandwidth.
the, yeah, to get that kid ice cream or kulfi or whatever,
Yeah. Or they
or
had spent
dahi
all their money on the fish, there's no
on the
money left for
fish,
ice cream. To
yeah.
give some sympathy for the parent also.
Parent also. And the kid
Because
must be
fish is
asking,
expensive.
yeah, and the kid must be asking why. And that, you're right, you know, like an albino person must have been
Just
passing by.
walked by. Bill फाड़ दिया. And next 30 years, or I don't know how many years, it's
This will go
going
on forever, man.
on
This
forever.
is not gonna
So दिस
stop.
इज वॉट चाइना और जापान नीड्स टू डू. इसका उल्टा करना है वो लोग को. दे हैव टू से कि ये न्यूक्लियर मच्छी खाने से लिंग बड़ा हो जाएगा. एक्सपोर्ट ही एक्सपोर्ट. लार्जेस्ट बुकिंग विल कम फ्रॉम इंडिया.
Superb idea, man. So you need some sort of a tale like this.
You need a folklore, urban legend, something you need to stick to.
Superb, superb. Do you want to think of something? So one you suggested is great.
Yes. or what else? Yes. So now we have to include gender neutral. We have to include women also. What do women want?
For fair complexion, let's say. If you want to become fair.
Or a svelte figure.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
I don't know where that word came into my mind. But it's basically a very appealing figure.
Appealing figure.
Okay. Because everybody wants that. Nobody doesn't want that.
Oh, so it's a gender neutral thing.
No. Gender neutral.
Nice. So then eat radioactive fish and get a figure. Get in shape.
It very kills nice. Body fat.
It burns body fat with the radioactivity.
क्या होता है radioactivity ऐसा अंदर जाता है and it just goes it kills. इसका एक science diagram बना के भी.
One small GIF like a 3-second GIF of one molecule traveling in the bloodstream
and under the epidermis under the skin जैसा fat का layers था ना.
Yeah.
Lots of layers of fat. It just goes and burns it.
Man, I'm believing this. I'm starting to believe this now.
It must be the lab coat.
How does it burn it again? Keshav, make the sound.
I feel like you're patronizing me.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Do follow us on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yes.
You can also follow us on Spotify and like our episode on Spotify.
Yeah. And once again, thank you to Bharat Gudiyal for the generous contribution.
Yes, thank you Bharat Gudiyal. We really, really appreciate it. And to all our listeners who send money from time to time, really appreciate it.
Yeah. And if you want to try that out, PayPal is a great option if you're outside India. If you're in India, UPI, the links are in the show notes. Nothing makes us happier.
Yes. And also, sweet notes. You can slide into our DMs any time of day or night.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.